Hello, good morning children. Today we are going to discuss a very very interesting chapter which is related to our daily lives, and that is force. Before going to force, I want to explain you a new word, that is inertia. Do you see something in the picture with this podcast? Yes, it's a ball. What will happen if I apply a force on this ball? Obviously, this ball will start to move. But my question here before going further is that why did we apply force? Because without applying the force, I could not move the ball. Means to say, every object, whether it's a book, whether the podium, blackboard, whiteboard, smart board, tables, chairs, anything else cannot move at its own because they have an inherent tendency, and this inherent tendency is called inertia. Okay, so objects have an inherent tendency, inbuilt tendency in them. To overcome this tendency, we have to apply force. Okay. Hello. Good morning, children. Today we are going to discuss a very important topic which is related to our daily lives, that is force. Before going further, I want to ask you a question, that the ball you see on the photograph of this podcast can move at its own? Obviously no. But why? Because the objects have an inherent tendency. And what inherent tendency? To maintain their state of rest or uniform motion. And to overcome this inherent tendency, we have to apply force. Because in our daily lives, either we have to move the objects, or if the objects are moving, then we have to stop. And this inherent tendency is called inertia. It depends on mass of an object. Inertia is not being imposed from outside. We have not applied any thing to make an object inertial. So to move the objects from one place to another, we have to apply force. We have to impose something. And this something is called force. Why did we apply force? Because we have to overcome the inertia. And in the first chapter, we have studied two types of quantities. One type of quantity were vector quantities, and other type of quantities were scalar quantities. Did you remind that vector quantities are those quantities which need both the magnitude as well as their direction, whereas scalar quantities were such quantities where we need only magnitude to represent them. So what type of quantity is force? Obviously this is a vector quantity. Why vector quantity? Because we should mention the force is working in which direction, towards left, right, east, south, north, etc.